This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, again, we have much to cover today, and we're just going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept. But one of the things that I just wanted to highlight really quick was just this. Where have the modern day radio show hosts and television hosts, along with the state-controlled narrative and the media and the useful idiots that call themselves news anchors, where is it that they have brought the American people? Another question I have for you is, what is it that they make reference to as to how they are right or wrong concerning the topics in which they're highlighting? Because what I hear constantly, friends, is always their opinions. And nobody cares about their opinions. And see, you need to understand that the useful idiots in the state-controlled media are only appointed to do the things that they do to get today's conservatives caught up into a fight between each other so they can use the method of divide and conquer. Nothing new under the sun. Now, Bradley, why are you saying that? Well, I'm saying that for the very reason that a meme just posted up, and this is important because it gets everybody thinking, and that's what I want to do here. When you're arguing with a lefty, this is what it says, pick three to join your debate team. And it has several conservatives on the meme. So let's just start off this meme in this conversation the way that the meme is posted. You're arguing with a lefty. In other words, what they're calling about is you're arguing with a leftist. Okay. Pick three to join your debate team. Okay. Now let's just stop right there. You're arguing with a lefty, a leftist. Okay. Pick three to join your debate team. Anybody tracking with me yet? 1-866-582-9933. You're arguing with a lefty. Pick three of these people that are highlighted out of nine to join your debate team. I mean, see, folks, these people act as if their freedoms weren't bought and paid for with our brothers and sisters, dads and moms, uncles and aunts, grandpas and grandmas, and our neighbors. I mean, they just treat it lightly like it's a game. Like, inquiring minds need to know. Or inquiring minds even have a care as to know what your opinion is. You're arguing with a leftist. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. What is it that, if I was to name these people, you'd know who they are? What is it that they make reference to make their point that they're right in the debate? And by the way, debate is nothing more than getting you caught up, friends, into talking points while you lose more ground. And again, keep in mind the state-controlled narrative in the media is to do just that. These useful idiots are appointed to do just that. You have the conservatives chasing their tail. And it's called circular reasoning. They never come around. They are never able to catch their tail, are they? No, that keeps people on the hook, does it not? And see, instead of just making simple reference to constitutional law, which is based on common law, if they did that, friends, there would be no debate in the first place. And furthermore, all nine of these debate team options wouldn't be in a debate team or on a debate team whatsoever, because first and foremost, there isn't a left. And that's what I was hoping people would catch on to. You're arguing with the lefty. Hey, friends, you're arguing with the lawless, is really what it should say. And if you're arguing with the lawless, then the government, which is we, the people, come in and enforce the law against the left to the point where there is no more left. But see, friends, here again, we have the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, doing their best to be while they are. And in fact, friends, they are caught up into the game that those that are setting the state-controlled narrative and media, friends, the useful idiots, and what they're appointed to do, they are doing their job. And this is how foolish the American people have become in this country, friends. And it sickens me to the core. So why are we where we're at today? Because of the today's conservatives and self-proclaimed conservatives and doing what they're doing, friends. And that is, again, getting you caught up into the debate that doesn't exist. It just simply doesn't exist. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to give you some more news going on across the United States of America, what we're going to be getting up to during the second, third, and fourth segment of today's show on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What I want to do is I want to go back to your founding documents, and I want to read to you what your forefathers and your founding forefathers did when it came to what you would call the left, when it came to what you would call those that are the lefties, okay, friends, or the liberals. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there's a brand new 48-page report that there was a hired killer which murdered Seth Rich. Of course there was. And the American people need to understand, again, that the conspiracy theories are often driven for those that are working to front for those that are responsible for the conspiracy, as the media is there to set the narrative that it's only a theory when in fact it is not a theory. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, friends, we have the CIA, again, called psychologist who created integration program blanks of vulgarities, friends, for wanting to stop. The games the grown-ups play in this country. And the thoughts that go through my mind before every radio show as to, Lord, what is it that you want me to say to it? Say to him again. And it reminds me of Moses when he took the Ten Commandments and he broke them in pieces when they created a golden calf and he threw it in the river and he made them all drink it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Google plans to fight Islamic State recruiting with targeted ads. Folks, this is all controlled opposition. You need to understand that Google is a part of the plan. Google plans to fight Islamic State recruiting with targeted ads. And guess what, friends? They're singling out the patriots and the Christians and or the conservatives. Don't doubt me for one moment, friends. I know I'm right. And it's happening right in front of your face. The rug and the carpet is being rolled out, America. And again, what is it going to take for you to see what's going on? I don't know. The boot to fall, I guess. California's new assault weapons law foiled by gun makers. Why are those that call themselves representatives so busy trying to disarm the American people? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, California's new assault weapons law foiled by gun makers. Keep in mind, again, America, you have a Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You're not asking corrupt politicians for permission to carry. God gave you rights, not privileges. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to go back really quick to my statements that I made during my opening, during the first segment. But before I do that, I want you to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump out onto Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me do a little bit of a recap, and then we'll get back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. I was highlighting the fact that you're arguing with a lefty. This was a meme that was posted on a live feed today. This came from a self-professed conservative that has no idea what she's talking about. Keep in mind, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, period. Okay? And then it says, you're arguing with the lefty. I want someone out there to call in and define a lefty for me. 1-866-582-9933. And then it said, pick three to join your debate team. And then it has nine high-profile conservative radio and show hosts, television show hosts, as your options to pick from. Well, I just simply put, this is what I wrote to it, because I like to get into exposing the ignorance for hopefully those that will take heed to it to correct themselves so they can understand that there's no such thing as a left in this country. I put, let's see, a fearmonger, a secularist, a gossip, etc. And then I put, really. And then what I got is I got a guy, come back right behind me and say, let's take a look on the opposite side of the fence. America, let me remind you, there is no opposite, the opposite side of the fence. Okay? Just for the record, you either obey the law or you're an outlaw. There is no left in here. He said, Hillary, caught up into the game. You can tell what he's got his mindset on and his eyes fixed on. You are what you eat. Hillary, proven liar. Obama to the Russian diplomat. I have more flexibility once I'm reelected. Their supporters screaming for $15 per hour to flip burgers. If you haven't done one thing, he's trying to make me look stupid, friends, when in fact what he is doing is making himself out to be an exhibition of who he really is. And he is a worldly-minded fool. And friends, I have to say, too, I also responded and said, listen, my father told me that I'm not supposed to answer a fool in his folly, but for the very sake of others catching on to your folly, let me expose it. And see, friends, that's what I love about this show. When I had the founding documents in my hand, this again proves the point of resolution and resolve concerning the issues of the day. For 17 years, I've opened up the radio lines. You've made us, first of all, you've made us the number 2 and 3 radio show program throughout the week out of 88 radio shows. During the weekend, in our time slot, we are the number one radio show. For 17 years, I have opened up the lines for people to respond what I'm asking you to answer right now for those that are caught up into this game. And it shows you people that they hold fast to deceit. They don't have answers. They're just as much a problem as what you would call and define as the left, America. They no more have a care for the truth than a stinking murderer does the cops. He hates the law. That's why, or liar, or thief. They have no more interest in the things of God than the devil does, friends. And it's the truth. And here you have people sitting there trying to justify why they're playing the game and they're caught up into the debate and why there's circular reasoning and there's no resolve. Because, friends, this is what the grown-ups of the day have taken on. And it's a worldly-minded, reprobate state. And yet, instead of correcting yourself, they go on with their big bad selves. And they wonder why things are going on. And they wonder why things are getting worse. Well, the fact of the matter is you can keep going down that road, friends, because I want to tell you that can is no more able to kick down or be kicked down the road because that road is ending. There's no more room for you to kick the can down the road. But this is the kind of stupidity that people put up with and why, I don't know. Let's go back over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to highlight some more things going on. CNN's Jim Acosta threatens White House on coverage. We should walk out. America, I want you to begin to think a little bit further than the way that you think or that you have thought in the past or in the present. Why is it that your hero, all you Trumpites out there, which is he's only there as led through opposition, okay? Why is it that he does absolutely nothing about the people that are continuously going on in their crimes? Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, his administration, Madonna calling for the blowing up of the White House. How come he's not doing anything about these issues? Why is it that he stands back and acts as if he doesn't have the authority to put this to put the kibosh on it? Well, why is it, America? Because he knows that you're not going to put the kibosh on it. He knows that you're not going to demand justice. So therefore, he's going to stand back like the great apprentice that he was groomed to be for the American people to drink the Kool-Aid. And oh boy, did they drink the Kool-Aid. And he stands back and he does nothing about the issues at hand. And if he has, again, the lines are wide open, friends. 1-866-582-9933. I'm not going to make you look stupid. If you're going to try to justify what's going on in this country, you're going to do it all on your own. But I am going to point out the facts, just so you know. 1-866-582-9933. CNN has zero credibility. Zero. Less than 21% of the American people say they believe what the state-controlled media promulgates. But yet, CNN is out there still today. By the way, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the president's resigned because of the ratings were so bad with CNN. And just a side note, for those that did not know, there's less than 2 million viewers a day behind CNN that are actually feeding on their lies. But here we have them in the news. We have the conservatives of the day blowing them in the wind, justifying, and the way they justify them, friends, is they get caught up into their talking points. And again, keep in mind, that's why those useful idiots are there in the first place. But again, friends, why is it that CNN is still there in the first place? He said we should walk out on the president. Well, the question I would have is, why is the president allowing them in there in the first place? I mean, you know as well as I know that every one of those useful idiots are handpicked by every administration to be in there. And if they go up against the grain, guess what? They're ostracized. They're kicked out. They lose their pass when they don't go with the flow of the administration. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Germany, America, listen to me again. Germany admits 75% of the refugees will be on public dole for life. Did you hear what I said? They will be on public dole for the rest of their lives. Does anybody want to help define dole for me? Benefit paid by the government to the unemployed. Welfare recipients. In other words, the people in Germany that work are going to be undergirding these do-nothing losers. This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Keep in mind, 68% of the Muslims that have come into America, and it's not just the Muslims, there's also Americans involved. There's also others that are involved, friends, that are a part of the problem here. And I want you to know that they're a part of the problem here. When they're on welfare in the first place. Hey, listen, Scripture tells me if they don't work, neither should they eat. Period. But it's interesting to note that these people are in America, namely Muslims, that are on 68% of those that have come into this country are on food stamps, and 68%, forgive me, are on cash welfare, and 91.4% are on food stamps. That means they're on your dole, those that are coming into America today. We're going to take Bob from Dallas real quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, God, Bradley. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, Bradley. I want to say that in the Bible, Proverbs says there are four types of people. And this includes all 6.8 billion people on the planet, but there's the wise, the fool, the simple, and the mocker. The wise are like you and I, studying the word, understanding the big picture. The simple is like my daughter, too young to know. The fool says, yeah, I know, but I don't care.
Bob, if you're on speaker, please get on speaker.
Hey, Bob, could you do me a favor, and can you pull off your speaker, turn your speaker off? GCN just told me, shut the speaker off, please. Can barely hear you.
Okay.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
That's a lot better.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, I won't do that again. Should I start at the beginning, 20 seconds worth?
Sure.
Yeah, in the book of Proverbs, King Solomon says four types of people. The wisdom seeker, the simple, the fool, and the mocker. Wisdom are the people who seek the word, of course, like you do, like I do. The simple is the person who basically doesn't understand, like my daughter. She's too young enough. She's simple. The fool, however, is the one that says, yeah, I know, but I don't care. And finally, the mocker, King Solomon says, run from the mocker. Don't even look over your shoulder. You can't help that person at all. So
that's right.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What I want to do is I want to jump over because there's enough highlighting the stupidity going on in this country. And those that are, well, putting themselves into the position of being subjected to tyranny because they won't be ruled by God. Over the week, we were talking about the Mayflower Compact. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to take a minute and I wanted to read this to you. And going back to the original document, which has been lost, there's three versions that exist from the 17th century. These are our forefathers' forefathers, just so you have a recollection as to who these people are. And this document and what it's about. It's our forefathers' forefathers, okay, that wrote this document. And they came from Plymouth on Plymouth Rock in 1620. Been there, have the hat, have the t-shirt. Pretty cool place to go. And then there's a big ship right next to it called the Mayflower. So the Mayflower Compact is when they landed and what it is that they established concerning the covenant that they wanted to establish within the colonies during that particular time. Also keep in mind, they weren't called the Pilgrims. They were right called the saints. And after I read this Mayflower Compact, you're going to understand exactly as to the history and understanding of who we are and where it is that we came from. So let me get going here. Here's the modern version. I can go back into Old English, but I'm not going to do that because it gets difficult almost at times to understand it the way that it's said. They put S's for F's, S for S's, so on and so forth. And it gets pretty bizarre. But if we could, well, I don't know, maybe what we could do is have some English individual call in and actually read it the way that it was read and written, namely, and then read in its native tongue. But if you'd like to do that, you can do that. Here we go. This is the Mayflower Compact that our forefathers wrote. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender, listen carefully, the King, namely King James, they called him Lord King James, okay? They called him the Defender of the Faith. And then it says ETC. Reading the modern version of the Mayflower Compact. Having undertaken for the glory of God and advancements of the Christian faith in honor of our country and king, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic. Now let me just stop there for a moment. Isn't it interesting how people all day long, when you have conversations, many of them will say, I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, let me ask you something. Do you live politics? And if you do live politics, then why wouldn't you be a part of politics, especially when you see the price paid for the freedoms that you have? They got involved in politics. Oh, wait a second. I can hear some fool right now literally say there's lines between church and state. That is not true. It is found in Article 52 of the USS Constitution. It is communism. It is not found in anywhere. And nowhere in any founding document that our forefathers established. I'll get to that in just a couple moments. Now, due to the fact that I'm highlighting the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, their kids are the ones that wrote our Declaration of Independence, and this was their Declaration of Independence concerning their forefathers. Okay? Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose of going on here, reading the Mayflower Compact. In the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic. When you look up the word politic, friends, or politics, it is the science of government. So when you look up the word science, it's the study of creation. When you look in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, you will understand on your civil buildings why you have Moses posted everywhere in your civil buildings, your state's preamble in all 50 states, why you see Christian crosses, etc., so on and so forth. I go on. It says, for our better ordering and preservations and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, to constitute and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. To what? To what? The laws that Lord King James is there to defend concerning their faith. In witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, in the Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini. Folks, they were talking Latin as well. 1620. 1620. And by the way, the dread sovereign referred in the document using the archaic definition of dread, meaning awe and reverence. So they weren't rebellious. They were just establishing the fact that the king was the defender of their faith, and all, including Lord King James, were all subjected to the Most High God. And the king was simply appointed to enforce those laws. And when we go back to the foundation of our country, whether it be Yorktown, whether it be Jamestown, whether it be to Williamsburg or over on the East Coast, because we have a rich Christian heritage, folks, you will find for yourselves, friends, as again to who we are and where it is that we came from. Now, if we go and we jump over to July 4th, 1776 from 1620, friends, it's interesting to note that much of that same Declaration of Independence smacks. We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree in a positive way. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's read the Declaration of Independence. Now, also pay attention to the fruit of our forefathers and what it is that they did. I also want to reiterate the point that, friends, I brought this up throughout the week, and I often talk about reading the Declaration of Independence and going to their forefathers and reading the Mayflower Compact. So I thought I would do us all a favor and read it off for you so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about. When you go to the Congress, July 4, 1776, by the way, that was the day of the proclamation. It was July 2nd that it was actually written. But listen carefully as to what our forefathers established. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. That's how many colonies there were at that particular time. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which we have connected, say our forefathers, them one with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God, number one, entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now, friends, listen to what they just said, which impels them to the separation. They're separating from Great Britain. Why? Because King George over there at that particular time in Britain would not rule according to God's moral standard any longer. They threw off the king. They called for the separation. But keep in mind, they also offered olive branch over and over and over again to meet concerning some sort of compromise in a righteous sense, because they were all rooted in the same principles, to remain a people of England. But they found that the king was a tyrant. He would not be ruled by God. And keep in mind, it was Ben Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson who pretty much coined the same phrase. It was very similar, friends, where they said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. America, we need to bring that to the present, and we need to take on the mentality of our forefathers. Because if we're going to be ruled by tyrants, then we have what we have coming, and we're going to get it. You can rest assured. But if you want to be ruled by God, you better understand that it's a good fight of faith. And that's exactly what our forefathers are exhibiting here right now while reading the Declaration of Independence, friends. He said, Thomas Jefferson did, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." That means black, white, yellow, pink, green, I don't care what color you are, we're all created equal. "That they are endowed by their Creator." There's number two. With reference to God, with certain unalienable, non-transferable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights that God has given us, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So, America, let me ask you, who is the government in America? Because what they just got done telling us through the Declaration of Independence is those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent. What you allow them to do of the governed. We, the people, are the government. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. Then he goes on that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, this is what everybody's complaining about today. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government according to what our forefathers established under God. So it's not like you have to create a new government. You just need to simply get away from man's 10,000 policies, which follow law. And the way that you do that is you simply get back to God's Ten Commandments. It's not difficult, friends. It really is not. I think at times it's too simple. And when we look at Jesus, friends, keep in mind that a child was the model of heaven. And he even told his disciples and those that followed him, "Unless you become as a little child, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven." It's simple faith. And that comes with the work of the Holy Ghost who comes about to renew us in the first place. Titus 3. Read it when you get a moment. I go on. It says, "Prudence indeed," that means wisdom in the way of caution, "indeed will dictate the government's long established that it should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer." Why? Why, America? Why 53 countries? Why 80 radio stations? Why is it that you're more apt and more disposed to suffer with, while the evils are sufferable, than to right yourselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed? Why is it that you suffer the abuses of corrupt officials in this country, America, is what our forefathers are saying. And they are saying, we are not going to put up with it. That is what the whole documentation is all about. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're reading off the Mayflower Compact and driving you to the line of responsibility before God and man, which will bring about the result if we take heed to what our forefathers established as one nation under God. Did you know, as a matter of fact, I want to jump over to this really quick because we got the 4th of July coming up. Most people think the reason that we separated from Great Britain was taxation without representation. Did you know that? This again shows you how the American people have been dummied down. This was one of 27 grievances given and was a lesser reason. As a matter of fact, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27 reasons. Greater grievances were 11 times more was abuse of representative powers, which you're seeing today, big time. Abuse of military power 7 times more often, big time. We're not constitutionally justified to police the world, America, just for the record, okay? Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. Do I even need to say anything about that? Generally stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more often. Who is responsible for stirring up domestic insurrection during the revolution? The government was. military power above civilian power. Folks, that's not America. But this is exactly why our forefathers threw out the tyrant across the sea. And again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. See, what they did in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, friends, is they began to rewrite the education curriculums. I just want you to know it's been incrementally going backwards in this country. Okay? Little by little, folks. Little by little. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, it's interesting to note that we've already made mention of God two times. The laws of nature and the nature's God, okay? And then it talks about endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, okay? There's two more references coming up, but let me get to what I can get to during the next segment here, and this is the final segment. Prudence indeed will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. They go on. But when a long train of abuses, America, this is the Declaration of Independence, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, hello, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such government. Now, I want you to listen carefully. I'm not talking about an overthrow of government. I'm talking about those that are overthrowing our Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution, said President Lincoln, of all people to say it, as a matter of fact. But instead of understanding that, most people, what you would call now the dummied down, the useful idiots that are called the left, what they do is they look at the truth the same way they look at love as hate. They look at the truth as being a lie. Okay? And so when I'm saying that it's your job to throw off those that pervert the Constitution, they're saying, can you imagine Bradley Dean is calling for the overthrow of our government? No, I'm not. I'm calling for the overthrow of corruption in our government. Just the way our forefathers did. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm making reference to right now. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. But no, instead of listening to what our forefathers had to say, the American people have done everything that the tyrants behind your self-proclaimed representatives have said, not knowing that it's fascism, not knowing that it's big corporation through special interest groups, not knowing that they're trying to tear down to rebuild a global order. And the American people, for the most part, have allowed every president and every administration since I can remember to tear down the Constitution and to rebuild it in their own ungodly New World Order image, friends. And that is not, my friend, a theory. It is a conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries. Hello, America. Though there be no title of nobility, tells us through the Constitution of the United States of America, they still have usurped the laws in which God has established to create a new system. Such has been the patient sufferance of the American people. I can bring this to the present, friends. I can bring it to the present and say, does this sound like what's going on today? Yeah. Up until it's time to actually throw off. Up until it's actually time to enforce the law against the crimes of the corrupt. Up until it actually comes to justice and judgment concerning the criminals that are perverting our system of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. America, You have outlets, you have resources out there that were, that are, and were, and are in the present telling you exactly what's going on concerning corruption. Do you know that during the time of the Declaration and the Proclamation, they highlighted the crimes of the king? Did you know that they not only highlighted his crimes, but do you know that they picked up God's moral law and went after those that were committing the crimes to establish justice within the gate? Read Amos 5. Read Jeremiah 9:24. Friends, read Psalm 97. Read Psalm 9, verse 16. Read Isaiah 26. Read Psalm 89. God is known by the justice and judgments that he executes. Matter of fact, it tells us in Psalm 97 that righteousness is around the throne of God. That a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. He said, "You that love the Lord, hate the evil and do the good." And then it goes on with a whole list of the violations of the corruption under King James that our forefathers did not put up with. I mean, in the crimes that King James was committing against the 13 colonies in the New America, friends, were very similar within his ability concerning technology, the military, so on and so forth. What he could do, he went to the extreme to do it to our forefathers. Everything that you are seeing in the modern day, thank God we see in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. Folks, there's so many different points in the Declaration of Independence that we have seen on a daily basis come from the present administration, the administration from before it. And I want to tell you too, friends, you need to understand that the lawless one works through lawless individuals, these minions who do not bring forth the enforcement of law. And let me go back to Donald Trump really quick. He was the one, America, that said he wanted to bring back in the rule of law. Well, that's his whole job. Why was it ever lost in the first place? It should have never been lost. And I believe that it was Edison that said the strength of the Constitution lies within the people to enforce it. And I know it was Edison that said that, Thomas Edison. The strength of the Constitution lies within the people to enforce it. But if you don't know what it says, I want to tell you, just like our caller Bob from Dallas, you don't want to know it. You don't want to take responsibility. There's a group of people out there that just don't want to take responsibility whatsoever for their own country. But they want to enjoy the freedoms on the backs of those that sacrificed to give it to us, don't they? They sure do. And they're the worst of men. And they have their lot, which is set in place, which they will meet soon enough. They're going to answer to God for what they have left off. And they think they're getting out of it when, in fact, they're going to it. I want to end this. We, therefore, the end of the Declaration of Independence, nor have we been wanting in attention to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us, lawless. We have reminded them of their circumstance of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations. You better stop it, but they wouldn't, which would inevitably interpret our connection and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity, friends. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions at the very end, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.